This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio, in-depth conversations about current Roaring Fork Valley issues with the reporters who know them best. I'm Kristen Kay. It's May 19th. A couple of days ago, a young guy came into the station. He was very polite, but a little agitated. He wanted us to know he thought someone was trying to poison the birds outside. When he left, he hunched over a worn broom and started frantically sweeping the sidewalk. As we watched out the window, a few people said they had seen him around and that sometimes he comes into the station to listen to the radio. They said he never really bothered anyone, but that he looked skinnier than usual. And you may have noticed that Carol Alexi, one of Aspen's more well-known residents suffering from mental illness and living on the street, has been gone for a while after being placed in protective custody. The last we know, she was taken to the only mental health facility on the entire Western Slope in Grand Junction. For me, all this raises the question of whether people struggling with serious mental illness can get the help they need in our community. In the state of Colorado, mental health resources are stretched pretty thin. I spoke with Wyatt Orm about how a recent veto by Governor John Hickenlooper sheds light on the lack of psychiatric beds in rural areas like the Roaring Fork Valley. So Wyatt, let's just get some terms straight. The issue at hand is an M1 hold. What is that?
So an M1 hold is basically where someone, due to a mental illness, is a risk to themselves or to others. And it's only a licensed clinician, a police officer, or a medical doctor who can make this determination. And it basically says, you know, this person needs treatment. So in June of last year, Governor Hickenlooper vetoed a bill that would have allowed people on M1 holds to stay longer in the emergency room or in the jail.
Why did he veto the bill?
Because of civil liberties, he basically said having a mental illness is not a crime. People with mental illnesses, especially those suffering from an episode, they need therapy. So sticking them in the jail could just make the problem worse. Some rural counties might not have anywhere else to put someone who's suffering in this way, but the state has sort of said, too bad.
Is that happening locally? Are people with mental illnesses ending up in jails?
It's not happening now. I spoke with an official from Pitkin County, as well as a person from Mine Springs. In Garfield County, Eagle, and Pitkin counties, none of the jails do this. None of the jails keep M1 holds in the jail if they haven't committed a crime. So instead, they go to emergency rooms where they can only stay for 72 hours legally. And so the question then is, where do they go after that, after those 72 hours?
So where do they go?
If a clinician thinks that the M1 designation still applies, then they need to go to a psychiatric hospital. And Colorado has an extreme shortage of psychiatric beds. And this is something that does impact our valley. I mean, Valley View Hospital in Grand Junction might do anywhere between 100 or 200 transfers in a given year. That's transfers of M1 patients to a psychiatric hospital. And this means that the hospital is driving people to hospitals all around the state.
Do we have any plans to address the shortage of beds?
So first off, West Springs Hospital in Grand Junction is planning an expansion. They're trying to double the number of beds that they currently have now. So they're raising money. They're trying to get to a total of 64 beds. They're trying to raise about $18 million. They've raised 10. Pitkin County and Garfield County have both promised $50,000. Eagle County has made an initial contribution of $10,000. There is something called the Facility Placement Agreement, which is not allowed now. I spoke with a representative of Mine Springs who is hoping that this will become a reality in the future, where basically a place like Mine Springs that has the license to administer care to mental health patients would collaborate with a hospital and basically train the staff, help do the court legwork, and basically work alongside a hospital in order to allow M1 holds to stay at the hospital for longer than the 72 hours. So there are some plans in the works, but there's still a massive shortage of psychiatric beds.
This is The Dial from Aspen Public Radio. That was Wyatt Orm talking about Governor Hickenlooper's veto in June of last year of a bill that would have allowed people in mental health crisis to stay longer in the emergency room or the jail. Here's what else is going on in your valley. Colorado is the first and only state in the country to dedicate a holiday to public lands, and the celebration begins Saturday. There are hikes, volunteer opportunities, and celebrations, as well as the 22nd annual Ride for the Pass. Also on Saturday, there's an event in Glenwood Springs called Citizenship Day. Volunteer immigration lawyers will help people begin the daunting process of applying for citizenship at St. Stephen Catholic Church. You've been listening to The Dial. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear more extended interviews or to listen to more local programs like Valley Roundup or Curated, go to aspenpublicradio.org.